We're live on Jaguars.com, a live look at the draft room, the FanDuel War Room inside Everbank Field. After the Jaguars make a selection in the third round, 69th overall pick, Yannick Ngakoue from Maryland, the defensive end. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. Immediate reaction after the Jaguars find another level on defense. They get the back end with number 5 overall and Jalen Ramsey. They get the linebacker and Miles Jack earlier tonight. And now they go edge rusher Ngakoue.
Well, we're to that point in the draft where we don't know what's going to happen. We're scrambling as we come on. But, boy, didn't this make sense. You knew early on they had gone Ramsey in the first round. They had gone Miles Jack in the second round, which meant safety and linebacker. Well, at some point, Dave Caldwell had talked so much about needing depth at the Leo, needing depth at that edge rusher. He's not as concerned about frontline rush as a lot of people are, but you knew he needed depth. If Jack hadn't been there in the second round, you get the feeling this would have been the second round pick, a guy at this position. Almost no way you couldn't address it here. And this guy is a pure pass rusher. 17 sacks in high school, which is a long time ago, 3 years. But I believe I'm counting this right. 21 and a half sacks total at Maryland, 33 tackles for loss, 13 and a half sacks last year, second in the nation. This guy rushes the passer.
6'2", 252 pounds, you know, by regular defensive end, edge rush standards. May not be as tall as a lot of folks would like, but he makes up for it with the athleticism, sure, and the ability to get around to the quarterback.
Well, they've done so much else. They've got defensive tackle, that strong side thing that Cindric Marks and Malik Jackson are. Those guys are – but the guy who can come off the edge, the guy who can rush, the guy who's athletic, who plays that Leo spot, that's what this guy is. This was that pick.
We just saw Todd Wash, the defensive coordinator for the Jaguars. He's had a haul so far.
He's cartwheeling.
He's sticking the landing, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you knew this would be defensive heavy. You thought maybe there was a chance for interior offensive linemen somewhere in these first three, but it's no surprise they went defense. I said 6 of 8 picks. Right now they would have 7. I still say 6 of 7 picks defense. Frontline guys, these guys can all run. These guys all give you speed, athleticism. I don't think Yannick, I'll let you handle the last name, is a starting kind of guy, but that's what they want. They don't want guys right now, third, fourth, fifth round, who coming in to start, role player, will develop. Unhappy Greg Olson, still waiting for his guys, but he can live with it. He got it the last couple of years. So, this made sense. I don't think any other position, it would have been hard for any other position to go off the board for the Jaguars at this spot.
It was a stated need throughout the draft. Many people felt that pass rush would go early for the Jaguars.
Sure.
At the number 5 overall pick, that didn't happen. So like you said, yeah, one of the first 3 picks, why not? You have to go pass rusher, and
yeah,
you got that done.
I'm going to give you some draft tip here.
Okay,
Dave.
Please. Yeah.
You can only pick one guy at each spot. So when you got Ramsey and Jack in those spots, there was no room to get a pass rusher because you only had one pick there.
Okay,
so
good to know.
That's draft talk here on Jaguars.com.
I just wrote it down.
It was, again, they had to do this here. And the value with Ramsey, the value with Jack, was too good to pass up at those spots. They maybe got who some people think are two of the best 5 players in the draft. Some think 2 of the best 3 players in the draft up there. So you had to take talent over the need there. And again, when you talk to Dave Caldwell, he's not as concerned with frontline rush as a lot of people observing the team are. He thinks they're going to be able to get pressure in the interior. He thinks they're better already. This is a depth position, but it's clear. It plays right into what he's talked about. He believed they had to get better depth rushing the passer at the edge. That's what this guy is.
J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, the Jaguars pick Yannick Ngakoue from Maryland, the defensive end with a 69th overall selection. We'll go down the hallway shortly whenever the press conferences come around. Where does this defense all of a sudden, after free agency and what has happened over the last 2 nights, is instantly much better?
Well, it should be. And I credit David Caldwell earlier tonight, said what most football people really believe. These draft picks, it's great, and it's exciting, and it's much better than not getting these guys. But you don't count on them necessarily to vault you in their first year. He mentioned what everybody always talks about in the NFL. First year to second year is when they're really going to make their jump. Jalen Ramsey and the other guy, Miles Jack, will help. they're impact guys, and they will make plays. But you're probably not counting on them to be your core yet, but they do believe they're better. They, Deshaun Gibson, Malik Jackson, Prince Amukamara, Miles Jack, and Jalen Ramsey, these are guys who all should contribute. They all make you faster. They all make you more talented. En masse, it makes them a better defense. There's no doubt they're going to be better. I don't see this team this year going into third downs and the fan base being scared of what happens on third down. And anybody who watched this team last year, when it was third and seven, you kind of thought that other team was going to pick it up. It was a liability point. Third down with these additions should no longer be a liability point, and that's what they had to do in the offseason.
Certainly with Miles Jack and his coverage skills and rush abilities, right. We heard Todd Wash talk about earlier, but now a straight pass rusher, too, to go with that.
Well, that's where Miles Jack can help you immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, again, these guys, it even takes the elite guys longer to be great within a system than fans expect. I covered Dwight Freeman with the Colts in 2002, a great player. Had 8 sacks that year, 9 maybe. Didn't do anything until the 8th game of the season. And this was a special guy. So you will see them work into situations. You will see them in situations. And that's where Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey can really help immediately. Put Miles Jack on a tight end and let him go chase that tight end. He can do that, whether
Absolutely.
He knows defense or not.
Yes.
So that's where he'll help, is in situations. They're better on third down automatically because these guys are on the roster. And Todd Walsh cartwheels down the hall in front of it. I think he just gave Dickman a flat tire. He's a happy dude.
It's been quite a couple of days for the Jaguars defense in the first 3 rounds of the 2016 NFL draft. They go with Jalen Ramsey, 5 overall, Miles Jack at 36, and Yannick Ngakoue at 69 overall, and then who knows from here.
Well,
you know, and Dave Caldwell in his last press conference said they thought about last night moving back into the first round. It would have cost them a 4th-round pick, but they wanted to hold on to that 4th-round pick and get 4 real solid draft picks at the start of this draft. So you have a feeling not much is going to happen going into the 4th round.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if anything happens the rest of the night. You never know. They're more athletic. They're faster. They're younger. And there is a defensive foundation now to go along with Dante Fowler. Now you have Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey, Dante Fowler. If you think about that, you now have maybe 3 of the best 5 or 6 defensive players to come out in the last 2 years on one roster.
Pretty incredible.
Pretty cool.
By the way, the last time the Jaguars took defensive players with their 1st, 2nd, and 3rd picks in a draft was the 2010 season.
Oh, really? Okay, they did it in 96, too, and got Hardy Brackens and Aaron Beasley.
Not bad, either way.
If this hall is that, I
think they will. Guys, down the hall, Dave Caldwell and Todd Wash will speak with the media momentarily. The PR staff getting things ready. Here they come. We'll go down the hall right now. Dave Caldwell and Todd Wash after Yannick Ngakoue becomes a Jag.
Yannick Ngakoue is now a Jacksonville Jaguars. So excited. This was a guy that we identified early on as a really good scheme fit for us and a very productive player, kind of where value met need, and we're excited to have him. 3 picks into this draft. We set out to say, hey, we wanted to fix our pass defense, and all 3 of these guys that we drafted from top to bottom are our playmakers that can help us against the pass. So Yannick is he's been a productive pass rusher and his last 2 years at Maryland, 13.5 sacks this year, 21.5 sacks in 38 games, had 1 sack in 10 straight games this past year, first team all Big Ten. And he's got speed, he's got pass rush moves, and we'll put him right in there as a Leo.
Seems like the ideal fit for a Leo. Was it just that you saw that his measurables, or was it more that he just stood out on tape?
It was both. He excels in the passing game and his pass rush. He's got very good patience, but he's got the ability to get an edge, very good first step. Coach Wash went and worked him out this past Monday, and we did it late. We had him in here for a visit, too. So it's kind of a guy we identified between our coaching staff and our personnel staff. We had high grades on him, and truth be told, that some point in time we were thinking about taking him in the 2nd round. and coming back in the third round for our linebacker. And as it was, the linebacker we thought we would have gotten in the third round went midway of the second round. So by us going up to get Miles and then coming back to and Yannick still being there, we kind of lucked out, I guess you could say.
Was he on your radar at the beginning of that season, this past season, or did he emerge?
No, he was. He was a junior, so you know, our scouts, he was one of the guys because he had production as an underclassman. But he really emerged more so this year than he did in the past.
That wasn't a very good team he was on. Was a coaching change? Did you see his effort? Or did he have to play through some stuff?
Well, you know, they have some talented players, and not just him, but, you know, the safety went here in the second round, too, that we had the Senior Bowl. And they got a couple other guys on their team, too. So I don't know why they didn't win more games, but they had some guys, and as we watched their game film, we said, you know, Maryland had some players. So,
you said,
and when you look at his level of comp and goes against Conklin, you know, an eighth pick in the draft, and gave him some fits and had a sack against him. Iowa, who's known for a good offensive lineman, had a good game there. So, he's done it against high level pass protectors.
Dave, you said this was value and need meeting. How big of a need was it to address the league?
Well, it was important for us to get depth there, and you know, you don't want to go into, you know, training camp with two Leos. Now we got three, including Chris Smith, and you know, Dan Scuda, we'll use him in some in pass rush situations too. And so we got, like I said, and now on top of the Leos, but we got good inside rushers. And I've said this all along: is you can only have four rushers on the field at a time, and we have four now. You know, we probably have five or six. So some of them are young, and some of them have to develop, but they have the right mindset to do it.
Said you don't ever have enough pass rushers, but is this as close as you
can? Well, we could probably use one or two more, but, you know, ideally you can only keep three or four on the 53-man. So when you have a guy like Scuda that can play linebacker and pass rush, and then whoever plays behind Scuda, if he could be a pass rusher too, that'd be a great fit for us.
You mentioned the sack in 10 straight games, but level of consistency, is that kind of something that caught your eye?
Yeah, it is, and he played a lot of plays, and he's not a big guy to play defensive end. Some people may consider him just a pass rusher only. I think you know, he's got the mindset where he's going to get better in his run defense and playing some six technique and nine technique. But he plays hard, and you can see that on film. And he's another high character kid, and got to meet with our owner, got to meet with everybody when he came on his visit. So we like the kid, and we like the player even more. Does Scuda know he's not a true pass rusher?
Well, you know, he's a speed rusher.
He's a pretty good rusher. He may not be he may do it in a different way, but he's got the ability to be a disruptor and do it. And when he's had the opportunity to do it, he's done it well. So I think with more reps and more opportunities, he'll produce more.
Well, but how do you need someone to kind of work with those young guys, right? Is there
both? Yeah, we have coaches.
Well, I know, but yeah. No,
I don't think so. And I think we have Coach Walsh and Aaron Whitecotton, so we have good coaches. And I think, you know, we've done this in the last couple of years. Same with everyone said we needed a veteran wide receiver last year, and two guys that act like they're 10-year pros. So, like Gus always says, it's a race to maturity.
First time in 4 years you're not plugging and playing a third-round pick as a starter. Is that a good feeling?
Second time. AJ.
Wow.
Ended up being. Yeah, and you know, we're counting on Yannick to come in and produce. Though, I mean, he's gonna be on the field, and he's gonna be in some of our packages, and so he's gotta get up to speed quickly. No, I think you know, there's opportunity to move back and maybe pick up our fifth round pick too. So we'll see how it goes. There'll definitely be guys there we like. I think that our scouts did a great job of setting our board and kind of fell, and we had Yannick right there. We had one other, so. It was close into who we wanted to take there in the third round.
Do you feel like you now start to pivot to the offensive side of the ball now?
We'll see.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, thanks, guys. Coach Walsh.
Defensive coordinator, Coach Walsh.
This 31 picks off, by the way.
I'm a light talker.
Yeah, it's been a great 2 days. The process and how it all worked. We all sat down this morning and said we'd like to come out with a couple different guys, and it worked out exactly the way we planned. So it's been a great 2 days for us.
How much
start with Jalen? What stood out about his game?
Mm-hmm. You know, he's a freak of an athlete. Yeah, he's a guy that can lock down a receiver. He has the ability to move inside and play some nickel. And just his athleticism is, unmatched right now. So we're very excited about him. And what that does is it brings a real set of competition there in the back end. So those guys know it. We already met today. They know that Jalen Ramsey obviously was drafted. And you could tell that they're on board with it, but they know it's going to be a competition, which brings out the best in everybody.
When the draft started again, did you think Jack was still a long shot, even though there's only a couple teams in front of him?
Today?
Yeah.
He's such a good football player. We went out as a staff. I shouldn't say as a staff, but there's a bunch of us that went out to California and worked him out. And you couldn't tell there was any type of knee injury with him. He's a freak athleticism. He can run. He hits, and the way he competed in that workout, he wasn't in top shape just because he hasn't had an opportunity to work out consistently, but how he competed in that workout was unbelievable. So, we're very excited about getting Miles.
At any point, whether it was late in the first round, early in the second, were you either giving David a look about maybe nudging to get up to get?
As coaches, we always want to move up and get more players. And then obviously whichever side of the ball you're on, you're selfish. But at the same time, we got to stick with the plan, and we got to decide what's best for the organization long term. And the way it all worked out, and obviously they know more about it than we do as coaches, and it worked out, exactly how we wanted it to.
You got a lot of new pieces to kind of fit together.
Yeah.
The challenge is that going to be for you and for those guys too, especially the veteran guys?
Yeah. They've all been in. We've been here for almost 2 weeks now. Working on things and meeting with the guys and all that kind of stuff. It's starting to gel together. That's going to be very important that they understand that. But the guys on our roster now are really welcoming them, and you already see a bond starting to be developed. So that's very important for us.
The late workout with Yannick on Monday?
Yeah, flew out on Sunday and worked out Yannick on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And sent it all, recorded it on my phone, sent it all back, and he had a great workout. He was 252 pounds. Size was a little bit of a concern to see how well he's putting his weight back on, and had a great workout. We're very excited about him as an edge rusher. He's got to continue to work versus the run, but where we're built and how things are going right now, we see him as a situational pass rusher, and he's going to continue to mature as a run stopper.
Does he have pretty good variety of moves?
Yes, and they showed a highlight on there. His first step is really, really good. He can cover some ground vertically. He has ability to lean and bend. He not only is a speed guy, but he has enough man in him to be a power rusher also. He can come speed to power, and you can't be a one-trick pony when you're rushing the passer. So, we're very excited about Yannick. Talking to him on the phone, I told him when I was there, hey, we're coming after you. And that's the first thing I told him on the phone, so it all worked out, and both of us are very excited.
What were your expectations going into Jack's workout, and how did they change, if any, after you saw it?
A lot of it was we just didn't know, what kind of condition he was in, how the knee would respond. But, as we're out there working him out, we couldn't tell there was a knee injury. You don't know how long he's had it, whatever it may be. I'm far from being a doctor. But just the way he competed and the movement that he had in the workout was exceptional. So we knew that was a guy that we were very excited about, and then it came out about the knee. So it worked out best for us, without a doubt.
What's your vision for him as far as where you think he'll play the most?
He's going to be obviously a linebacker. As we continue to go through the draft and that kind of stuff, we have some different scenarios exactly where he'll play and how he'll play and what situations. So we still got obviously a couple, three more picks left and that kind of stuff. So all that stuff impacts exactly where everybody's going to end up fitting in. But we do have a plan for him.
He's talented enough to go pretty much any of those spots.
Yeah, he can play all three spots. There ain't no doubt. Yeah.
You got several guys like that with Ramsey and Coleman can move around. Mm-hmm. Jack. How does that help, when you're trying to tweak things and come up with a scheme?
Right. I think with a rookie – You'd like to put him in one spot and leave him there so he can understand what we're asking of him. He can work those skill sets. And then as he gets that stuff mastered, then we can end up moving him to different positions. So we would like to leave rookies in one spot as long as we can, and then move them into their second position or whatever is best for our football team.
Comments of Dave Caldwell, the general manager, and Todd Wash, the defensive coordinator. Jaguars.com Live, J.P. Shadrick with Brian Sexton now. And I tell you, they've gotten a guy at every level of the defense. That's why Todd Wash is the happiest guy in the building right now. He has
cigars
to be.
Right here.
Line him up. I guess Dave Caldwell's pretty darn happy, too. He just told us that as he walked back by here. Yannick Ngakoue, you sat down with him during the pre-draft process, his visit here. What'd you find out about this guy?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's so grounded. I love the kid. The question, and it's the thing you ask all the time to these guys. What do you do with your money, right? And you get the buy my mom a house, and you get the kid goes, man, I'm going out and I'm going to get some jewelry. And he said that he was a devout Catholic and that he wasn't focused on money, and he was going to use what he made to help other people. And I went, whoa, hold on a sec. That's not an answer I've heard from a player before. Let me talk a little bit more to you. So he's a guy who loves football. He was recruited to Maryland by Randy Edsall. Mm-hmm. So I did some digging over the last couple of weeks and tried to figure out who this kid is. And he's everything that you just heard from Todd Wash. He's a phenomenal athlete. He's got a great explosiveness. He's got to work on his pass rush moves. But how many guys who come into the NFL, JP,
pretty much all
know
of them.
How to use their hands?
Yeah,
that's right. Have that wide variety of moves. Yep. But as a guy, and we watched some video of him just whipping Jack Conklin, who was the Titans' first-round pick out of Michigan State. So that's always good to see. But look, he's your classic Leo, 6'2", 250, explosive guy, seems like a solid tackler with, and here's the key word, a ton of upside. Just a ton of room to get better, and that's what this guy's job is now, get him better.
Todd Wash walking down the hall, and as you heard him say just a moment ago, yeah, probably should improve in the run game, but that's not his game. He was a situational pass rusher. Put him in situations with Dante Fowler on the other side and Sendarek in the middle, fill in the blank and the rest, and guess what? You're getting to the quarterback.
Well, and you need bodies. I mean, if we learned anything about how the game is played today, if you watched Denver in the AFC title game with DeMarcus Ware coming off of one end and Von Miller the other, you've got to be able to put those explosive edge rushers out there in third and long situations and go get the quarterback. Yep. Well, they didn't have that. I mean, they have Dante, but on the and we're still waiting to see where he's at, but so far so good. And on the other side, now you had to have someone who could go get it. Seems like this is the guy. Don't be surprised if there isn't another Leo somewhere in their future.
You think in the near future, fourth round? They said they wanted to keep that fourth round pick and have four real solid guys.
They may think there's a guy there. I think an interior offensive lineman is someone that we all have looked and said that would be a good thing also. But if you get to the fourth round and there's another one of those guys, and again, it's hard to find the explosive pass rushers, hard to find them. But if there's someone there, would you argue about them taking it? I don't think anybody who's watching this or watches this team thinks they have enough pass rushers yet.
Yannick Ngakoue is the selection at 69 overall in the third round. That'll do it for our coverage for right now. Check out all the archived content throughout the last 2 days here on Jaguars.com. We'll end with a live look inside Everbank Field.